What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Welcome back to the final part of this week's Tech Talk. This is Jess Kelly with you here on News Talk. Now, at the top of the show, I mentioned that I'm not on Meta's Threads app yet. It's not available here in the EU. But Ciara O'Brien of the Irish Times has been on it. Ciara, tell me a little bit about your experience and what you make of it.
So first of all, this is an Instagram-linked app. So it's basically Instagram's conversation app. The best thing about this is when you log into it, first of all, you can follow all the same accounts that you follow on Instagram. So you have a ready-made community. And I don't know about you, but I found this is the issue with, you know, the rivals to Twitter, all the stuff that we've been told, you know, this is going to be the Twitter killer. This is going to be this other one is going to be the Twitter killer. It's building that community from scratch. I think that's what's kept people hanging around Twitter for so long, even though at this point, for most people, they would say, you know, it's not really much use anymore. It's full of, you know, all the blue tick madness has basically ruined the whole experience for people. And it's certainly why I would hang around Twitter a bit more. But I found now the last couple of days since I started a Threads account, I have been using Twitter less and less because there's so much noise on there now, and there's so much kind of irrelevant noise, you know, whereas before I would follow the accounts that I wanted to follow and you'd see kind of, you know, replies from people that might provoke a bit of thought. Now it's, you know, it's full of spam. It's full of, you know, kind of the blue tick replies obviously get pushed to the top. And the amount of people who are paying for Twitter Blue versus the amount of people I follow who are paying for Twitter Blue, you know, that ratio is off for me. So, you know, going into Threads, it's something brand new. And obviously people have a bit of FOMO as well, because officially we can't get this in the EU. I got around this because I have a US App Store account, which means, you know, obviously I can get access to this, but technically speaking, I'm not supposed to be in there. And there's quite a few Irish people in there in the same boat. You know, they might have a UK account, or they might have just downloaded the Android package, installed it on their phone outside of the Play Store, and you know that there are definitely Irish people on there. But what I found is it's kind of like a cross between Instagram and Twitter. So you have all the people that you want to follow on Instagram, and they're now in your Threads feed, along with all of these other suggested accounts. So it's kind of like, you know, the For You section on Twitter, except without a lot of the currently without a lot of the objectionable stuff that, you know, to be honest, has never made me feel like the For You section on Twitter is actually for me. So it's cleaner, it's easier to get around. And look, it is rough, it is early days. There are things that are missing that if you're used to Twitter, you will actually miss. Stuff like, you know, direct messages, the ability to easily filter your feed so it's only people that you follow, the ability to add a photograph, to take a photograph, edit it, or to take video inside the app. You know, you have to have it already created and then you can just attach it to your Threads update. A few people have also commented that the actual logo for Threads reminds them of worms. But, you know, I didn't see it until somebody said it. And now that's all I see.
Yeah. So you've explained there how you have access to it and how other people have access to it. Just explain why the rest of us here in Ireland and the EU can't have access to it.
Well, there is some issue over data sharing. Meta has been slapped a number of times by the DPC over how it deals with people's personal data. I'd imagine that at this point, what they're trying to do is get their ducks in a row to see if, first of all, this is an acceptable use of their data, if they're allowed to share all this. Because what you are doing is with Threads, it is an offshoot of Instagram. So you are taking all your Instagram data and sharing it into this new app. Now, you know, obviously people have to tread carefully when it comes to stuff like this. You'd have to make sure that they're not going to get, you know, brought up to the in front of the DPC again over the sharing of data between apps. So at the moment, until all these finer details are ironed out, and I suppose everybody is satisfied that all of this is within our data protection guidelines and rules, you know, we won't see Threads here officially. But as I said, there's plenty of ways to get it, you know, kind of to go around things to get it. There are risks with that. Obviously, if you download something from outside the Play Store, you know, you open up your system, your phone to potential malware, because that can happen. It depends on where you get that software package from. It can sometimes come with some nasty, unwanted stuff. If you decide to set up a whole new account, you'll have to have a VPN on the Play Store to actually access the UK or the US or anywhere else. You know, you'd have to have that. You have to have a payment card, and you'd have to have a VPN for that region. And then it's a bit awkward because you have to keep kind of logging in and out of different accounts. I mean, as it is at the moment, I don't have access to some of my Apple stuff because of my Apple subscriptions, because I've signed in with a different app store. So now I have to go back and sign out. It's a bit of a faff thing, because anytime there's an update, I have to sign out of the app store, sign back into the US account, get the update, come back, do it all over again. It is a bit of a pain. If you're really dying to get your hands on Threads, though, obviously this is, I suppose, the easiest way to do it.
Yeah, as I said, I haven't done it yet. And I don't know that I'm dying to do it, just because I suppose a lot of my audience are in Ireland, and I would say not necessarily, like, and I say my audience, but like the people that I'd interact with and follow, and the people who would follow me on Instagram may not have it yet. So I don't really feel the need or the urge to do one of those workarounds. But I think you're just doing it more from a journalistic point of view to try and get your paws on it, right?
Yes, exactly. And also, tiny bit of FOMO. I wanted to see what was going on, you know, and it's kind of nice to be onto things early so you can see how it develops. You know, we've already seen there were people complaining at the start that you couldn't deactivate your Threads account without deactivating Instagram. Now, that seems to have rapidly changed, because now you can actually deactivate your Threads account without affecting Instagram. The one thing you can't do is delete your Threads account because it's linked to your Instagram account. But if you deactivate it, it essentially disappears. So, you know, you're not using it, you're not giving them any more data on Threads. So I think it kind of, I suppose, in some way, it amounts to the same thing. But, you know, when all these accounts are linked, this is where these issues come up. You know, if you want to delete one service completely, what happens to the rest of them that are linked? And we found this before, you know, and if you use your Facebook account to log into different services as a way of authorizing things without having to have a million different passwords for different services, you could use your Facebook account. But then, you know, if you decide you want to deactivate your Facebook account and delete your Facebook account, then you have to go back and kind of, you know, work with all these services to reset passwords and find new ways of logging in. So it works the same way. Obviously, there's a bit more of a tighter integration here because it is an Instagram app. So if you try to delete Threads, your Instagram will go too, but you can deactivate it safely without affecting Instagram now.
Yeah, and look, as you said, that there's going to be tweaks and all the rest as it goes along, but the timing couldn't have been better, because it went live on Thursday of this week, just a few days after Musk had done that tweet limit exceeded thing on Twitter. So a lot of people were up in arms and were confused as to what was going on the Twitter platform, even more so than they had been up to this point. So from Meta's point of view, the execution was pretty well timed.
It was. And look, this thing has been flagged for a good while now that they were working on this. They've been working on it for several months. But I do think, yes, brilliant timing on their part to launch it. It created a bit of hype. And then obviously people were annoyed with Twitter. And this is an ongoing thing. Look, there are people out there who love Twitter as it is now, who think that what Elon Musk has done to it is the best thing they've ever done. I personally don't agree, because I find this thing of paying for visibility, you know, quite annoying. It's not the Twitter blue stuff. It's not a verification. It's just a verification that you have access to a payment card. I don't know who I'm interacting with is who they say they are, because, you know, all it means is that they can pay $8 or €11 or whatever it is now for this blue check. So I think, yes, a lot of people are happy with, you know, how Twitter is going. They are perfectly welcome to stay there and, you know, give Elon Musk their money every month. For everybody else who has found the changes to Twitter both annoying and off-putting because, you know, there have been issues, you know, like the moderation teams have been gutted. There's more and more glitches. And I mean, when I started to get that rate limit exceeded the other day, I thought, oh, here we go again. You know, here's another consequence. And, you know, like there have been kind of speculation about, you know, what actually sparked that rate limit and, you know, whether or not it was anything to do with AI companies scraping data from Twitter. But like at the end of the day, look, if you want people to stay on your platform, don't annoy them would be the best bit of business advice. And I am not a business person, but it would just seem to me to be absolutely, you know, elementary. Don't annoy your customers. I mean, if you're limiting even the paying customers to a certain amount of tweet views, that just doesn't really make sense, particularly when you are dependent still on advertising. And by the way, increasingly crappy advertising, because I haven't seen as many spam DMs as I have since October last year. I have never seen as poor quality ads flogging absolute rubbish in my Twitter feed as I have in the last couple of months. You know, the changes to me are not great changes. I'm not the only one who feels like that. So the time is ripe for a new platform to come in. And as I said, you know, there have been challengers. You know, people move to Mastodon, there's Post, there's Blue Sky, there's, you know, there's Spoutable, there's loads of platforms out there. But the power of this particular one is that it has a ready-made community. Now, on the flip side of that, obviously, look, Facebook and Meta have had their issues. And I actually don't know how this has happened, that, you know, that something created by Meta, which was, you know, kind of like the bad, I suppose people were looking at this as, you know, in terms of privacy and what Facebook was doing in particular, you know, a year or two ago, you know, that people had a very different opinion of Meta a year ago. And he has managed to make Meta seem like the good guy in the whole social media thing, which is an achievement in itself, you know, by Elon Musk. But I'm not sure that was the one that he wanted.
Talking of Elon Musk, in the last wee while, there has been a development and a legal letter issued. Explain what's going on in the non-cage fight MMA or whatever it is, battle between Musk and Zuckerberg.
Oh, this is the latest thing now. Yeah, they've threatened to sue Meta. Twitter's threatening to sue Meta, saying that it stole company trade secrets in creating Threads. And basically, the reason for this is because apparently he says that, you know, ex-Twitter people are now working at Threads. But these would possibly be the Twitter people that he fired, that he let go in the US, that people, you know, people have to work. So, you know, if they want to go and work at Meta, I can't really see this going very far. I will caveat that by saying I am not a legal expert, but there has been, people from Meta have come out and said there are no Twitter engineers working on engineering in Threads. So whether or not this is going to go any further than a legal letter and, you know, some you have to stop this because it's threatening us. I mean, to me, all that says, the fact that that Twitter has sent a legal letter to Meta over Threads means that they're actually worried about this.
Mm-hmm.
So what they've actually, I think that the letters basically accuse them of engaging in a misappropriation of Twitter's trade secrets and intellectual property. Claim that they'd hired dozens of former Twitter employees that had access to confidential information about Twitter. And some of them, and it also claimed that some of them had improperly retained Twitter documents and electronic devices. Now, if you remember when Elon Musk came in and instantly axed half the staff, and then, you know, I think they're down to a fraction of what they used to have. I mean, inevitably, some of these people are going to go work in another social media company. And I'm not entirely sure that given the chaos that he brought to the company when he decided that he was just going to randomly cut. I mean, people were at mid-meeting finding that they were losing access to company systems. I don't think you really have a right to start talking about, you know, holding on to Twitter documents and electronic devices if people like literally couldn't give them back because they didn't have access to anything that, you know, they could kind of say, well, look, I still have this. I'm not sure this is going to go anywhere. I mean, this, like, neither of them have commented on it. It is just a legal letter at this point. If they actually file a case, it could be very interesting. I would be getting out the popcorn for that one, because I'm not sure that would be a path that Twitter would be willing to go down, because obviously a legal case brings scrutiny And do you really want all of that out in the open in a court? I'm not sure that's something I would be very keen on going down if I was in Twitter at the moment.
No. Anyway, look, it's going to continue. There's going to be back and forth. Hopefully Threads will come to Ireland. We can all see if the fuss is about and if we really need another social media platform. I guess time will tell. Ciara O'Brien of the Irish Times, as always, thanks so much for joining us here on News Talk.
Thanks.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.